The Hebrew word malkut, kingdom, is based upon the verbal root malak, to reign, and melek, which means king. It should be understood to be under the active rule and reign of a sovereign. To be in the kingdom, one must be under the reign of the king. In the kingdom, the Messianic era, the whole world will be under the reign of King Messiah. So in that day, the kingdom of heaven will be universal. But the sages of Second Temple Judaism also spoke of the kingdom of heaven in terms of lives lived in obedience to God and under his authority. So they referred to the recitation of the Shema, Deuteronomy 6:4 through 9, as taking on the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. Yeshua described the kingdom in these terms when he said, "The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is,' for behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." Luke 17:20-21. So from this perspective, the kingdom of heaven is not a place, nor is it limited only to that future day when the kingdom is established under Messianic Jerusalem. Instead, the kingdom of heaven is a status of submission to the king. Those who choose to obey the king are under the reign of the king, that is to say, in the kingdom. The good news of the gospel is that the king has arrived. To make a kingdom, you need a king. Yeshua came as that promised king, King Messiah, and Yochanan the Immerser fully expected him to establish his kingdom in very short order. The gospel message, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand," might seem to imply that the kingdom of heaven is very close but has not yet arrived, or that it's about to begin but has not begun yet. However, as Torah Club Volume 4's commentary on the Gospels points out, the Hebrew idiom "at hand" or "near" is better rendered as "here" or "already arrived." It's now. It's present tense. It's now. So the gospel message, as John taught the gospel, as Yeshua taught it, as the disciples taught it, the gospel was, the kingdom of heaven is now. In other words, the Messianic era is now. It's starting right now. How do we know? Because this man, Yeshua, is the one promised by Moses and the prophets, the Messianic king. This is the man to bring the good news to pass, the man that will usher in the kingdom of heaven on earth. That was the good news, and John the Immerser fully expected it to happen then, in those days, in his lifetime, as did the disciples of Yeshua. But our master found the generation unworthy, unrepentant, and though he longed to gather together the Jewish people to Jerusalem, instead he needed to undergo a baptism, a suffering, a death, to pay the price of the kingdom, to open the gates of the kingdom, to pay the price for sin, to make atonement and cleansing of Israel before he can return and bring the promised kingdom in its fullness. And this, of course, was a big surprise, the big reversal of expectation in the gospel story. But the master did not leave us without proofs of the promise, foretastes of the kingdom, a down payment, so to speak, on these good promises of the kingdom of heaven. Instead, he offers to his followers entrance into the kingdom now. The kingdom is now, even before the arrival of the kingdom on earth. He offers his followers to enter the kingdom in which we can begin to enjoy the good things of the kingdom right now, such as the identity of the promised Messiah king, the forgiveness of sins promised to Israel in the kingdom, the spiritual washing and regeneration promised to Israel in the kingdom, the bestowal of his Holy Spirit promised to Israel in the kingdom, the peace, the shalom of the Master, the shalom he leaves with us, not as the world gives does he give to us, the peace promised to Israel in the kingdom. And all of this is proven and predicated upon one great token, one great proof that the kingdom is coming, and that he is the agent of it, that he is the Messiah king, and that is his resurrection from the dead. Because in the kingdom of heaven, the righteous dead will be raised. That's one of the promises of the kingdom. So Messiah's resurrection from the dead is called a first fruits of those that sleep. A first fruits, a down payment of the great resurrection at the onset of the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is now. How so? In Yeshua of Nazareth, the Messianic King, the resurrected one. To the extent that we submit to him, obey him, trust in him, like a servant submitting to a king, to that same extent we enter under his reign and rule his kingdom, where we benefit from the good promises of the kingdom right now. So the gospel, the good news of the kingdom, means that through faith and allegiance to Yeshua of Nazareth, we can bring the power and transformation of the kingdom of heaven to bear on our lives and on our world right now. Forgiveness for our sins, washing and regeneration, the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, tikkun olam, repairing the world, and most importantly, the knowledge of God, that we know God, like it says in Jeremiah, everyone will know the Lord. That is to say, that we can have relationship with God through King Messiah, who makes the Father known and reveals him to us. And what kind of relationship does he give us? Sonship. To be sons and daughters of God, his children, part of his people. As Jews, reborn into our true Jewishness with our brother Yeshua. As Gentiles, conquered by the love of the Messianic King, taken into his service and welcomed into his family, adopted, grafted into the household, into Israel. That's the gospel. And when you hear this gospel, when you hear this good news, and you believe it, it makes a high demand on your life. It makes a high demand. Repent, it says. Quit sinning. Turn around. Start doing good. Start living righteous, obedient lives in conformance to God's commandments, in obedience to the King, because the kingdom is now. The King is here. The King is now. The message of Yochanan, of Yeshua, and the disciples was this consistent, consistent call. The kingdom is now. The King is here. The kingdom is now because the King is here. If you translate the terminology of the message of the gospel back to these more original Jewish meanings, you get a heightened sense of the urgency with which Yochanan, Yeshua, and the disciples all delivered the gospel message. Repent, they were saying. Repent quickly. Turn around and quit sinning, because the kingdom of heaven is already here. In his book, Love and the Messianic Age, Jewish believer Paul Philip Levertov beautifully illustrates and maps out the concept of kingdom living. The entire book is premised on the notion, borrowed from Hasidic teaching, on the notion that we are living for the coming kingdom of heaven. And our goal, therefore, is to import that future reality of the kingdom of heaven into our lives and into our world today. This is accomplished by means of love, God's love for us, our love for him, and it's expressed in love and knowledge of God, laying hold of the kingdom era now, when the revelation of God will be universal, and bringing that knowledge of God into our world today. Love and repentance, where love for God is the motive for repentance. Love and fear of the Lord, where love and fear combine to daily experience the presence of God in our lives. Love and prayer, where we interface with God spiritually through the discipline of prayer. And most of all, the love of God through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, who entered this world prior to the advent of the kingdom, to import the kingdom through the love of God into today's world. Love in the Messianic Age. It's the gospel. So from a Torah perspective, what is the message of the gospel? If you put it all together, the meaning of this central message of the gospel comes through loud and clear. Quit sinning. Turn around. Start obeying God, because the King is already here, and the future reign of God is starting right now.